It's great to be here today.
很高兴今天来到大家跟大家一起。
Happy Mother's Day before we get started.
母亲节快乐。
40 years ago, I became a first-time mom.
40年前我第一次成为母亲。
I hate to say that because then you're looking like, boy, she must have been very young, having a baby.
Beg your pardon?
I hate to say that I became a mother 40 years ago because then it seems like I'm getting old.
现在我可能因为40年前我做母亲，现在可能想起来我就很老了。
Before we get started about being a woman of integrity,
我们今天要想一想我们怎么才能成为一个有才德的妇女。
I think today we have to stop and remember those that were killed on May 14th, a year ago.
我们现在我们希望大家一起回想一下一年之前在5月14号在这个 Tops 的这个枪击案死去的人。
It's hard to believe that one year ago, 10 of our brothers and sisters in the city of Buffalo were killed.
难以相信一年之前在布法罗我们的十个弟兄姐妹被枪击案失去在枪击案中失去生命。
I like to think of today as a day of remembrance.
我希望大家在把今天看作一个纪念的一天。
I think one of the things we are remembering is their legacy.
我们希望大家可以记住他们这些人。
Most of the people that died that day were great leaders in their community.
当天去世的人有很多都是在他们的社区中做出很多贡献的人。
It brings to mind a quote by Martin Luther King.
我想说一个马丁路德金的一句话。
Injustice anywhere.
在任何地方的不公义。
Is a threat to justice everywhere.
对，在任何地方的不公义都是对这个公义的危险。
I want to remember.
我想记住。
That this wasn't just an isolated incident.
我想让大家记住，这并不是一个隔绝的一个事件。
Because with 199 other shootings.
因为美国发生了199起枪击事件。
We realize,
我们意识到
that there are a lot of moms,
有很多妈妈
today without their sons and daughters,
有很多妈妈在这一天没有失去了他们的儿子和女儿。
People without their grandmothers,
也许有些人失去了他们的祖母
and their aunts.
或者他们的姑母。
So let us today, as we celebrate our moms,
所以我们今天在我们庆祝母亲节的时候
that we also remember those,
我们也要记得他们
that would not be gathering with their families,
那些家人不能够跟他们继续在一起的那些家庭。
I want to end that little segment with a prayer.
我想跟大家一起再祷告一下。
God, give me your eyes.
主啊，请你给我你的眼睛。
To know my words are powerful.
知道你的话语是有力量的。
God, help me to be mindful of my words.
主啊，请你帮助我看我的话。
God, help me to plant kindness.
主啊，请帮我让我有恩有慈悲
，and goodness
和美德
，wherever I go，
不管我到哪里
，help me to see those hurting，
请你帮我让我看见那些受压迫的人
，pour your love into my heart and mind，
把你的爱放在我的心里。
And help me to plant seeds of love.
让我成为一个爱的种子。
And goodness.
和美德的种子。
And kindness.
和恩惠。
Amen.
Amen.
I spoke at Jericho Road Family Practice on Friday, and that was a prayer that I read to just say, we need to be kind.
这是我上个星期在讲道的时候讲的一段祷告，就是说我们要对他人友好。
It is Mother's Day.
在这个母亲节。
And so I wanted to talk about being a woman of integrity.
我今天母亲节想跟大家讲的题目是如何成为一个有德操的妇女。
We all have friends.
我们都有朋友。
Who don't have good relationships with their moms.
我们都有朋友跟他们的妈妈关系不是很好。
And we want to remember them today.
我们今天希望大家可以想到他们。
We all have friends.
我们都有朋友。
Who want to have children that cannot have them.
他们想有小孩，但是却不能有。
And we want to remember them today.
我们也想请大家纪念他们。
I'm going to talk about three women from the Bible.
我今天要跟大家讲从圣经里面讲三个女子。
Who were women of integrity.
她们都是有贤德的女子。
And they had three traits in common.
她们有三个特点是一致的。
They had endurance.
她们都忍耐，善于忍耐。
They had prayer, were prayer warriors.
他们都是非常强烈的祷告。
And they had a strong faith.
而且他们都有持守的信念。
See if that describes you as a mother.
我们可以自己想一下，这三点是不是跟我们自己的特征相符。
Our scripture today.
我们今天的经文。
Says a woman of integrity.
成为有贤德的女子。
Is clothed with strength.
是有力量的。
And dignity.
和尊严的。
She has a sense of humor.
而且还有还很幽默。
And she speaks with wisdom. She's a wise person.
而且是一个睿智的妇女。
And faithful.
而且很有信心。
To her husband.
对她的丈夫很忠心。
Her children.
对她的孩子们也是。
Her job.
她的工作。
And it says she's not lazy or idle.
而且她并不懒惰。
I'm not sure how you can be a mother and be lazy.
我不知道你只懒惰还怎么能够当一个母亲。
Without children, you might be able to work that out. You could be lazy.
如果你没有孩子的话，你可能还可以懒惰。
And maybe idle.
或者无所事事。
I have my daughter and my son-in-law here today.
今天我的女儿和我的女婿都在这里。
They've been married a couple years and no kids.
他们结婚几年了，还没有小孩。
So they can be idle with their dog.
所以他们可以跟狗在一起，可以好像过得很清闲。
But when you have children, there is no idleness.
但是当你有小孩以后，就不能再过这样的生活了。
It brings to mind my mom.
我想起我的母亲。
And had eight children.
我母亲有八个小孩。
And then she's 89 years old.
她是现在已经八十九岁了。
And so she was never idle.
所以你可以想象她从来都不会无所事事。
I think of the verse Titus 2:1 through 5.
我现在想告诉大家这个提多书二章。
I think it's neat that he gave women older and younger responsibility.
在这里面，他会给年老的妇人和年轻的妇人都有各自的要求。
He says, teach the older women.
这里说又劝老年妇人
to be reverent.
举止行动要恭敬
and the way they live.
生活
not to be slanderers.
不说谗言
or addicted to too much wine,
也不给酒做奴仆
but to teach what is good,
用善道教训人
they can train the younger women,
好指教少年妇人
how to love their husbands,
爱丈夫
and children,
爱儿女
to be self-controlled,
谨守
and pure,
贞洁
To be busy at home.
料理家务
To be kind.
待人有恩
To be subject to their husbands.
顺服自己的丈夫
So that no one can malign the word of God.
免得神的道理被诽谤
So older women.
所以年老的妇人
Older mothers.
年老的妈妈
You are to be teaching the younger mothers.
所以你一定要教导那些年轻的妈妈
how to love their husbands
如何爱自己的丈夫
and to care for their children
照顾她的儿女
I don't know if we take that responsibility serious
我不知道我们是不是把这个责任看得很重大
because as a social worker
我作为一个社工
I see old women
我看见很多年老的妇人
Acting like they're still young teenagers.
他们举止行动都像年轻的妇人。
They are not taking their role seriously.
他们并不把年老的妇人的职责看得很重要。
And how to love your spouse.
如何爱你的丈夫。
And many, many people are looking for us for advice.
因为有很多很多人会来寻求我们的帮助。
If you have your priorities in order,
如果你把事情的轻重看得很清楚
you can do this job.
你可以把这件事做得很好。
One of our major jobs is to teach our children right from wrong.
我们做母亲一个最重要的事情就是教我们的孩子如何明辨是非。
Let's think about a simple example.
我给大家举一个例子。
If your child steals from a store,
如果你的小孩在店里面偷了东西
what is your response?
你会如何反应
Do you avoid embarrassing the child?
I'm sorry?
Do you avoid embarrassing the child?
如果你是不是会想到避免给小孩让他们难堪
And just tell them that's wrong?
只是告诉他们偷东西是一件不好的事。
Or do you act?
或者你是真正行动起来。
By taking them back to the store.
带这个小孩回到他偷东西的那家店。
Returning what they had stolen.
把他偷的东西还回店里。
Asking them to apologize.
而且让你的小孩跟店主赔礼道歉。
And then consequences.
而且会有惩罚。
Are we as parents wanting to risk?
我们作为父母，是不是想担忧
？Damaging self-esteem.
担忧担心我们小孩子的自尊。
Versus teaching our kids right from wrong.
还是要真正的教我们小孩辨明是非。
Being a mom is a hard job.
做母亲是一件很难的工作。
But in the Bible, we're going to study about a woman by the name of Hannah.
今天我们要看圣经里面讲到的一个妇女叫哈拿。
You can find her story in 1 Samuel chapter 1.
这是在记载在撒母耳记第一章里面。
And chapter 2.
和第二章。
And she was a woman that prayed and prayed and prayed.
哈拿她是不断的祷告的一个女子。
Because she wanted to have a baby.
因为她想有一个孩子。
And it just wasn't happening for her.
但是这是一直没有发生。
And in this story, her husband had another wife.
在这个故事里面，她的丈夫有另外一个妻子。
I'm not espousing that by any means.
我并不是支持这样的做法。
But she was being teased. Hannah was being teased.By the other wife about not having a baby.
哈拿在这个故事里面，她经常被这个她丈夫的另一个妻子有那个妻子有很多小孩，那个妻子总是来诋毁她。
And she had to draw her strength from the Lord.
所以哈拿要从上帝那里得到力量。
She had to wait for the Lord to answer her prayers.
所以她一定要等待主回答她的应许她的祷告。
But endurance came by not stopping to pray.
所以她有很持久的忍耐，然后不断的祷告。
So women don't give up praying.
所以她从来不会停止祷告。
For your spouse.
对请大家不要停止对你的丈夫的祷告。
For your children.
为你小孩祷告。
For your friends.
为你的朋友祷告。
She was a woman of prayer.
哈拿就是这样一个不断祷告的女子。
She would go to the house of the Lord, the temple, and just pray.
她会去圣殿来祷告。
She held James 4:8 very close. James 4:8.
在雅各书四章八节。
Draw near to God.
你们亲近神。
And he would draw near to you.
神就必亲近你们。
Cleanse your hands.
洁净你们的手。
You sinners.
有罪的人呀。
Purify your hearts.
洁净你们的心。
You double-minded.
心怀二意的人呀。
You have to be single-minded.
你一定要一心一意。
And hold endurance.
然后持久能耐忍耐。
Because Hannah was patient.
哈拿是非常耐心的一个人。
She was waiting even though she was suffering.
她在苦难中她依然忍耐。
She was a woman that had trials.
她而且生活中有很多的不幸。
But she learned who she really trusted in.
但是她知道她真正相信的是谁。
And she didn't focus on her circumstance.
她并没有注重她自己的境况。
As much as she focused on her trust in God.
而是把她的心都放在相信上帝身上。
Moms, that may be your situation.
在座的妈妈们，可能那就是你现在所面临的境况。
That you have to trust God and wait.
你一定要相信上帝，然后静前等待。
So Hannah is an example of a woman of prayer.
所以哈拿就是这样一个祷告的不断祷告妇女的典型。
Have you ever prayed and just said mere words?
你祷告的时候是不是仅仅是在说祷告的词呢？
Because the Bible tells us that she prayed with deep sincerity.
这个圣经里面告诉我们，哈拿祷告的时候，她是有一种深切的感情在里面。
She was praying so hard at the temple.
她在圣殿里面祷告是如此的恳切。
That the priest Eli thought she was drunk.
当时的这个祭司伊莱他认为这个哈拿可能是喝醉了。
Have you ever seen someone that was so overwhelmed?
你有没有时候看见有的人他是被感情如此充满
？With a need. With something they needed.
如是说，为他们所需要恳切祷告。
That they were weeping.
他们在哭泣。
Praying.
哭嚎。
And just being praying with their whole bodies.
他们祷告的时候，真的是用他们的全身来祷告。
Because the Bible says she wept before the Lord.
圣经里面说哈拿在主面前哭泣。
There are some churches.
有些教会里面。
That when you really need to pray.
当你要祷告的时候。
That they will come and fall before the altar.
他们要祷告的时候会到这个讲台面前来匍匐在地上。
I'm not saying that is the only way to get your prayers answered.
我不是告诉大家，那只有那样做才能够让你的祷告被应用。
But there may be some trials.
那在你可能会有很多的试炼。
Difficult circumstances.
可能会有很多的困难的处境。
Where you really need to just pour out your heart before God.
在这些情况下，你可能真的是需要把你的全身心都放在上帝那里。
When you're feeling lonely.
当你感觉孤独的时候。
And maybe you're so overwhelmed you can't believe God is hearing you.
在那些时候你可能会感觉到上帝可能根本就听不见我。
Be a woman of prayer.
一定要做一个恳切祷告的妇女。
And Hannah didn't just pray.
哈拿她不仅仅只是祷告。
And walk away.
然后就离开。
And say, well, I hope it happens.
心里说，我希望这神可以应许我。
The Bible says she walked away believing.
圣经里面告诉我，哈拿她离开的时候，她真的心里是完全的相信。
That she had met with God.
她已经见到了主面。
And he had heard her prayer.
上帝也听到了她的祷告。
Even though it didn't happen instantaneous.
尽管事情并没有在瞬间发生。
She says, I believe God will not disappoint.
她说，我知道上帝并不致让我失望。
Who in here knows the rest of the story?
我们都知道后面的故事了。
What was the ending of the story?
故事的结尾是如何的？大家知道吗？
Shout it out to me.
说出来。
God gave her Samuel, her son.
所以上帝应许了哈拿的祷告，给了让她生下了撒母耳。
God was her foundation.
上帝是她的磐石。
Do you sit in here today?
你今天坐在这里。
Can you believe that he is who he says he is?
你是不是相信上帝就是他自己所说的那一位？
And do you trust him to do what he says he will do?
你是不是相信他定会做到他所应许的？
So Hannah had an anchor in her soul.
这个哈拿她的心里有一个磐石。
We believe that scripture in Philippians that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
你可以做在上帝里面我们可以做任何的事情。
Third part of this, the fourth part is that she was a woman of worship.
我们再一点讲哈拿的就是她是一个真正崇拜上帝的人。
Have you ever seen Christians with long faces?
你有没有看见有些基督徒他们好像总是拉长的脸
？Of all men, they are the most miserable.
总是看起来很落魄的样子。
But Hannah was a woman of praise.
哈拿却是一个赞美神的人。
Even though she poured out her heart before God.
当她把她全身心都放在主那里的时候。
The Bible says she says, "God, you're worthy of praise."
她说，上帝，你只有你值得赞颂。
You're worthy of honor.
你只有你配得尊荣。
And she says, "You're greater than anything in this world."
她说你比这世上的一切都更崇高美。
Can we do that?
我们能
吗？ Can we give worship and praise?
我们能这样做吗？我们是不是真的给上帝他应有的荣耀和尊崇呢？
When we're feeling like everything is rocking around us.
当我们感觉到我们的周围都在摇晃。
She was a woman that prays in the midst of pain.
她是哈拿是这样一个在不管情况怎么样都赞美上帝的人。
When I think of Hannah,
当我想起哈拿的时候
I think of the man who wrote the book song "It Is Well with My Soul."
我想起这个写这个诗篇的人我心都一切美好。
I don't know if you know that song. It is well, it is well, it is well with my soul.
那个歌里面唱到一切都好，一切都好，我心中一切都好。
But do you know the history behind that hymn?
你们知不知道这首诗歌里面的历史
？That the man had lost all four of his daughters at one time.
这个人他在一次事故中失去了他的四个女儿。
And I felt like Hannah would say, even if I don't get my son,
我可以想象哈拿在想，即使我得不到我的儿子
，It is well with my soul。
我心依然平安。
And I'm going to worship and praise my God。
我依然要崇拜我的上帝。
So that is the story of Hannah having a baby named Samuel, and she kept her promise.
这就是哈拿如何得了她的儿子撒母耳的故事，而且上帝真的是应许了她。
Because you know how some people make a lot of promises when they're in trouble.
我们知不知道有些人在他们遇到困境的时候，他们会许很多的愿。
God, you take care of this, and I'm going to do this, this, and this.
他说，如果你能够保证这样这样的话，我就会做那样那样那样的事。
And Hannah said, if you give me a son, I'm going to give him back to you.
汉拿其实他确实说了，他说，如果上帝你给我一个儿子，我会把他重新献回给你。
And that she was loving her son.
他其实很爱他的儿子。
And teaching her son.
而且教他的儿子。
It could be easy to say, "Oops, I changed my mind."
他可能会其实很容易作为一个母亲就反悔，说我想保留我的儿子。
But the Bible said when she weaned him.
但是圣经里面告诉我们，哈拿在刚跟撒母耳断奶的时候
，She sent him to the temple.
他就把撒母耳带回到殿里面去了
，To be trained by Eli the priest.
成为依赖这个祭司的学生
，And to be used by God.
成为上帝的仆人。
And the Bible said he gave her many sons and daughters.
然后其实后来上帝又给了哈拿很多的儿子和女儿。
Because she had been obedient.
因为她真的是顺服上帝的人。
The next woman that we want to look at is Lydia.
第二个我们要看的女子的名字叫吕底亚。
And her story is found in Acts chapter 16.
这里记载在使徒行传16章
And you find some of the same traits that you found in Hannah.
你可以在吕底亚身上看到跟哈拿很相似的一些特点。
Because the Bible said her heart was opened by God.
圣经里面说到吕底亚的心被上帝打开了。
And she had three desires.
吕底亚有三个愿望。
And for some of us, we may say she was a smart woman.
我们有些人可能会说吕底亚是一个很聪明的女子。
She wanted to walk with God.
她想跟上帝同行。
She wanted to please God.
她想荣耀上帝。
And to serve the Lord.
而且成为上帝的仆人。
It didn't say anything about her praying for kids.
I'm sorry?
She did not pray for kids.
这个吕底亚她并没有为得求子而祷告。
She never had children.
她没有小孩。
Never got married.
她没有结婚。
But totally served the Lord.
但是她全心全意的为主服务。
She was a woman who believed in the power of prayer.
她真的是相信祷告的力量。
Believed that God answered her prayers.
她相信上帝已经应许了她的祷告。
And she taught people around her how to be prayer warriors.
而且她教她周围的人教他们如何恳切的祷告。
She was born in a time that women didn't have a lot of roles in the church.
她在她降生的那个时候，在教会里面，妇女的职责其实很少。
But she showed herself valuable.
但是她向众人显示，她真的是一个有能力的人。
By teaching other people's children,
而且他还教其他人的儿女
，and helping with the missionary work,
而且帮助这个传福音的工作
，in the new church,
而且建立新教会
，and she talked about having a relationship with God.
他教人真的要跟上帝有一个直接的关系
，a woman of integrity.
她真的是一个有德操的女子。
A woman of prayer,
一个祷告的女子
，and a woman that says, "I want to be used by God."
她而且是一个女子，她真的是愿意自己被上帝使用。
With the talents that I've been given.
用上帝给我的一切的一切的才德来来给上帝做工。
I read a book recently called Three Mothers.
我最近看了一本书叫做《三个母亲》。
Excellent, excellent book.
非常好的一本书。
On African American history.
是关于黑人的历史，美国黑人的历史。
And African American struggles.
而且和他们的挣扎。
But I'm going to tell you a story from that book.
我要告诉你们书中讲的一个故事。
Because it points out.
因为这个故事指出了。
That your children learn what they live.
你的孩子从生活中学到他们要得到的东西。
You are your children's first teachers.
你是你的小孩的第一个老师。
And this is what happens in this book. The parents were the teachers.
这本书里面这几个母亲都是他们小孩的老师。
And I think it's interesting how they became similar to their parents.
有意思的是你会发现最后这些小孩子们都跟他们的父母最后变得很相似。
I didn't think I've read very much about Martin Luther King's mother.
我以前好像没有怎么讲过马丁路德金的母亲。
Her name was Alberta King.
她的名字叫阿尔伯塔金。
We've heard a lot about his wife, Coretta Scott King.
我们听说过很多关于马丁路德金妻子的故事。
But Martin Luther King's mother was raised in the church.
马丁路德金的母亲她是在教会里面长大的。
In a two-parent home.
她父母都跟她一起。
And they were activists.
而且她的父母都是民权运动者。
His mom wanted to fight against injustices.
她的妈妈是真的是想对抗不公义。
But because she was a Christian,
因为她是一个基督徒,
she believed you could fight injustice with love.
她相信这一点就是你可以对抗不公，用爱来对抗不公。
And she believed you could conquer hate and violence.
她相信你可以征服这个暴力。
So she was teaching her family.
所以他在教他的儿女们
how to conquer the world, change the world non-violently.
教他的儿女们如何能够征服这个世界，用非暴力的手段。
And we know that he shaped Martin Luther King shaped the world.
我们知道马丁路德金后来把这一点在世界上面显现。
Using non-violent means.
用这个非暴力的手段争取民权。
That was what he learned at his home.
马丁路德金这个是在这一点就是从他的母亲在家里学到的。
His mom loved music.
他的妈妈喜欢音乐。
Isn't it coincidental he married a woman that music was her major?
所以后来马丁路德金他的妻子是一个音乐系的学生。
And she was a very educated woman.
她是受过良好的教育。
When education for women were considered wrong.
在那个时候女子受教育是一件被社会认为错误的事情。
I love her love story.
我很喜欢她的恋爱故事。
Because her parents would not allow her to get married for 6 years.
Allowed her married with what?
She could not get married for 6 years.
因为她的父母不同意她的婚姻，所以她有六年都没有结婚。
Because they thought education was more important than getting married.
因为她的父母相信她受教育实际上比结婚更重要。
So they said, once you get your education, you can marry Mr. King.
所以他说，他的父母跟他说，说你当你得到了你的学位以后，你可以跟马丁路德金结婚。
And that's what she did.
他确实那样做了。
And back in those times, A woman could not work if she was married.
在那个时代，妇女结婚以后一般都不会工作了。
So she used her education.
所以她用她所受的教育。
To teach her husband.
去来教导她的丈夫。
Who had a second grade education.
她的丈夫实际上只学到了初中。
So she taught him how to read.
她告诉她的丈夫如何认字。
She taught him enough so that he could actually go to college.
她教了她这么多，所以她丈夫最后上了大学。
And she really worked with educating her family.
她真的在教育她的家庭上面花了很大的功夫。
Because she believed lack of education was oppression.
因为她心中有一个这样一个信念，就是说，不能受，不让孩子受教育是一种压迫。
And his parents established.
她的父母建立了这样一个。
The first black high school in Atlanta.
建立了第一亚特兰大的第一所黑人高中。
Amazing story of a woman.
真的是一个很有意思的故事。
Who sat around her dinner table.
在她的晚餐的时候。
With Martin Luther King.
和马丁路德金一起。
And his two siblings.
和她的两个两个弟兄姐妹。
Always teaching.
总是在教导他们。
Listening,
而且听他们
and learning,
而且学习
a good story of a mom,
一个很好的关于母亲的故事
who gave up her career,
她放弃了自己的工作
in one way but kept it by being a teacher in her home.
一方面她放弃了自己在社会上的工作，但是另一方面她又在家里捡起了这份工作，教育她的儿女们。
Great stories of women.Who had sons that shaped this nation?
他的儿一个关于一个改变了这个国家命运的一个人的他的母亲的故事。
Because it included the mother of Malcolm X.
我这里面还讲了另外一个人的母亲，这个人叫麦尔坎，也是一个美国的民权运动者。
Whose mother was completely opposite.Of Mrs. King.
这个母亲实际上跟金的母亲很不一样。
Because she had seen a lot of violence.
她的母亲看到了很生活中有很多的暴力。
Against people of color.
对于这个有色人种的暴力。
And she was more of an angry activist.
她这个母亲实际上是一个很冲动的一个运动者。
And so you can see how Malcolm X eventually said.
所以我们可以看到他的儿子这个麦尔坎后来的结果。
Change this world by any means necessary.
他的这个麦尔坎的理念就是说我们要改变这个世界，不管用什么手段。
And he used a lot of violence.
而且他用了很多的暴力。
But that was the personality of his mother.
实际上他是从他的妈妈那里得到了这个特点。
And the third mother in this book, as our time is running out.
最后一个这个故事里面讲的母亲是这个鲍德温的母亲。
Was a man by the name of James Baldwin.
这个母亲是鲍德温的母亲。詹姆斯鲍德温的母亲。
He wrote 19 novels.
鲍德温写了19本小说。
But his mother was a writer.
因为他的妈妈也是一个作家。
A poet.
而且是一个诗人。
And very much into being an activist.
而且也是很注重于民权运动。
She taught him every day.
她每天都教他。
About being a skilled, gifted person.
她的妈妈每天都教他就是要尽力做一个有能力的人。
And he wrote poetry.
他也写诗。
Prose.
散文。
And many novels.
而且很多的小说。
Became like his mother.
他就像他的母亲最后。
who was a combination of very intense and very calm.
他们都有一个特点，就是他们既很很有激情，但是同时又很平静。
They were moms in their own rights.
他们都是很特别的母亲。
Teaching their children their belief system.
教育他们的儿女们接受他们的这个这个理念。
And they all contributed to shaping our nation.
而且这些人最后都在国家舞台上面做出了很多的演出。
So in conclusion.
所以我今天想结束。
I want you to know.
我想让你们知道。
That being moms or creating motherhood.
成为一个母亲。
Was totally God's idea.
完全是上帝的愿望。
Way back in Genesis, he created man and woman.
在创世纪中说，上帝创造了男人和女人。
And he said, "Be fruitful and multiply."
上帝说，你们要生养众多。
What does Eve's name mean?
夏娃的名字是什么意思呢
？Mother of all living things.
是所有创造之物的母亲。
So she was.The mother, first mother.
她是第一个母亲。
And he gives us scripture after scripture.
在经中讲到。
How we are to honor our mothers.
我在经中无数次的讲到我们要如何的爱戴我们的母亲。
He also included fathers, but it's not your day.
但里面也讲到了父亲，但是不会这么多。
That comes in June.
这到六月份才会父亲节。
Let's have a prayer for our mothers today.
我们一起为母亲祷告。
Thank you, God, for creating mothers.
上帝啊，谢谢你创造了母亲们。
To teach us.
教导我们。
To show us love.
给我们展示仁爱。
Show us your love,
展示你的爱
and to help us to have a relationship with you.
让我们可以跟与上帝有关系
For those that have painful histories with their mom,
那些以前跟母亲关系不好的人
May this day be a day of forgiveness.
请你让他们心中有宽恕
Help us to enjoy your day.
让我们一起享受你的日子。
This is the day the Lord has made.
这一天是主所创造的。
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
让我们欢喜的接受。
Amen.
Amen.